health and wellness platform Stepathlon Lifestyle Private Limited has raised funding from 9 investors across several countries including India, the United States, Australia, the United Kingdom and Canada, according to reports. Some of these investors include Josh Lieberman, a high net worth individual from Australia, and Mark Adams, former managing director of IMG Singapore and ex-senior vice president of IMG Golf Asia, Ian's reported. Stepathlon did not disclose the amount it raised. VC Circle has reached out to the company on the details. The health and wellness firm was founded by Ravi Krishnan in 2012. Its platform combines physical activities such as walking and running with gamification strategies such as active engagement and competitions. Its virtual racecourse programs are also used to collect and provide first-party data that helps businesses and community stakeholders to understand their audiences better. And NBSP. The company said it will use the capital it has raised to expand across countries and into verticals such as fan engagement and corporate wellness segments. And quote, at a time when the world is dealing with the effects of COVID-19, the need for positivity and a focus on health and well-being is paramount, making Stepathlon more relevant than ever in the short, medium and long term, and quote, Krishnan said. Going by his LinkedIn page, Krishnan is an alumnus of Monash University. Apart from Stepathlon, he has also been associated with IMG across several senior positions with the group, and has worked as the vice chairman of the Rajasthan Royals franchise of the Indian Premier League. Stepathlon says it has so far worked with over 700 companies, engaging with more than 500,000 participants across over 1,000 locations in 65 countries. And NBSP. According to its website, some of the companies it has worked with include HDFC Bank, Abbott, Barclays, GSK, and Gadre Properties. Going by FKEDGE, the data research arm of Mosaic Digital, Stepathlon reported consolidated net sales of 4.28 crore for the 2019 financial year. And NBSP. It also reported a positive EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, of 23.5 lakh rupees for the same period. The investment in the company is also another example of the continuing investor interest in the fitness and wellness space, even in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Last month, the Squats Fitness Private Limited operated FIT raised $2 million, around 15.28 crore, in its pre-series A funding round from Surge, the accelerator program operated by Sequoia Capital India. Also last month, US and India-based venture capital firm Mantra Capital invested in yoga and wellness startup Sava in an extension of the company in Sequoia's first institutional funding round. And NBSP. This is the maiden deal that Mantra Capital has struck since it floated its first $60 million fund in January. However, it has not been smooth sailing for the sector. At the start of this month, Temasek-backed CureFit laid off as many as 800 of its staff across the country and closed a number of fitness centers.